USA News Update. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind-whipped wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, the others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.